Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. I shall be recording Pooh, I shall be reading to you from Spare Times, News and Notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of September 21, 2018 by Ginger Rush. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience and has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. Let's begin with some reminders. Substitutions. If you can sub, please call Sharon on Sunday after 8 a.m. The phone number is 919-755-0700. Leave a message. Sharon will call you on Thursday to confirm that you have a spot. If you know you will be off, please call the same number. Remember that if you call out and we do not have a sub for you, you will owe the entire $12 to the league. If you call and we do have a sub available, you will only owe $3. Subs who get spots will pay the $12 to bowl. If you think you might want to sub, call in. If you can't, when Sharon calls you on Thursday, you can change your mind. But if we know on Thursday, you will be notified in time to set up a cab trip if you need one. Locker rent. Don't forget to pay your locker rent. It's $30 per locker, and it's due as soon as possible, but for sure by the end of the month. And sanction fees. Sanction fees are due in the St. Lane envelopes no later than the first week in October. That'll be Friday, October 5. Sanctions are $22 for all bowlers. Our next tournament will be the upcoming James Benton Memorial CBA Tournament and Shootout in Augusta, Georgia, October 26 to 28. You need to make hotel reservations now for the tournament. We have three hotels, all on the same parking lot, and we will have activities in two of the three on Friday and Saturday. Hospitality will be Friday night at the Holiday Inn Express. The auction and dance will be Saturday at the Hilton Garden Inn. The hotel cost is the same for all three properties, $99 per night plus tax. This is the rate for a regular room with a king-size bed or a room with two double beds. It is our understanding that the Hilton Garden Inn is full. So, if this is correct and you call the Hilton Garden Inn, they will tell you to call the Holiday Inn. If it is full, they will then tell you to call the Sheraton. Be sure to book your room for Friday and Saturday. If you are interested in leaving for the tournament on Thursday afternoon, please let Ginger know as soon as possible. It is approximately a 4.5 to 5 hour drive from Raleigh to Augusta, so those leaving on Friday should plan to leave around 12 noon. If you would be interested in leaving Raleigh earlier on Friday to get to Augusta in time for a late afternoon tour of the James Brown exhibit at the Heritage Museum, we might be able to arrange this if enough people want to go. The tour would be the afternoon of Friday, October 27, and would be a guided tour led by James Brown's daughter. The cost per person would be no more than $15, and we may be able to negotiate a lower price if enough people are interested. Please let Sharon B. know if this is something that you are interested in. Our Winston-Salem friends are going down on Thursday night and coordinating this for Friday afternoon. Phone numbers and reservation codes for each hotel are as follows. The Hilton Garden Inn reservations, call 877-782-9444. Use code CBB. Location is 1065 Stevens Creek Road, Augusta, Georgia, 30907. The Holiday Inn Express reservation number is 888-231-5543. Use code CBB. And their location is 1073 Stevens Creek Road in Augusta, Georgia. And the Sheraton. Their reservation number is 866-837-4212. They have a different reservation code, so it is CJ26AA. And their address is 1069 Stevens Creek Road in Augusta, Georgia. Jeff Tucker has raffle tickets for a two-night stay at the Holiday Inn and dinner for two at the Sheraton during the tournament. Tickets are $5 for three or $2 each. And we will draw the winner on Friday, September 28th during bowling. Jeff is also taking orders for CBA shirts, jackets, etc., and has baseball caps, luggage tags, and bowling towels available. Our friends at Emmanuel Baptist Church are having a barbecue plate fundraiser today, Friday, September 21, from 10:30 a.m. until 1:30 p.m. and tomorrow on Saturday, September 22, from 10:30 a.m. until 3 o'clock p.m. Plates are $10 each and include barbecue, pork, potatoes, slaw, roll, and dessert. They are also having a raffle at 2 o'clock p.m. tomorrow, Saturday, September 22. Our condolences. William Phillips, Jr. The obituary that follows is for a former Governor Moorhead School student who attended along with his siblings. He was known to many of our readers. Please keep the family in your prayers. William Phillips, Jr., born February 7, 1955, died September 9, 2018, age 63. He is survived by his wife, Ruth Hilliard Phillips of Home, one son, Damond Phillips of the Home, six sisters, Shirley Godley of Raleigh, North Carolina, Joanne, Nancy, Carol, Wendy, and Tracy Phillips, all of Wilson, North Carolina, four brothers, James Earl Phillips with his wife Angela of Raleigh, North Carolina, Danny and Billy Phillips, both of Wilson, North Carolina, and Darnell Phillips of Hampton, Virginia. Services will be held Saturday, September 22 at 11 a.m. at the Richardson Funeral Home, 607 South Main Street, Lewisburg, North Carolina, 27549. Federation fundraiser. The Wake Federation for the Blind chapter is having a fundraiser. We are selling Chico bags. They are reusable bags, packs, and totes, shopping bags, bags for outdoor and travel, and produce bags. Miriam Dixon will have a catalog and order blank on the lanes tonight. Here's a medical report about Jim Kitchen. Karen Broderick reports that she talked with Jim this week. He had a stroke in May of this year and is now at Brookdale Assisted Living in Chapel Hill. He has managed to transfer his home phone so that he can receive calls that way. 919-967-1723. He is doing fairly well. He is lucky that he was not more impaired. I get the sense that too much going on around him or too much information at one time may cause some difficulties for him. So don't everybody call him at once. He is hoping to go back home, but it may be a while before that can happen. And we have some happy birthdays in September. First to Van McLean Sr., September the 3rd, Alan Roberson, September the 19th, and Carla Smith, September the 29th. Congratulations are in order for Marjorie Hurd, who will be retiring from the Division of Services for the Blind, effective November 30th, 2018. She says that if anyone needs anything transcribed in Braille or in large print before that date, please let her know as far in advance as possible. For aids and appliances purchase, please contact Donna Wiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-G-S, during her business hours of 8 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. and 12:30 p.m. to 4 p.m. The phone number is 919-527-6770 or 1-866-222-1546. Her email is Donna, D-O-N-N-A, dot Wiggins, W-I-G-G-I-N-S, at dhhs.nc.gov. Participate in a research study on the use of camera-based assistive technologies by visually impaired people. You are invited to participate in this study by taking part in a 15 to 20 minute online survey or a 30 to 60 minute interview over the phone or by Skype or at a place of your convenience. To participate in the survey, you need to have access to a computer or smartphone with a screen reader and an internet connection. For your participation in the survey, you will be enrolled in a random drawing with a chance to win one of 10 $20 gift certificates and have a 1 in 10 chance of winning. For the interview, you will be paid $20. Based on your interest and availability, you will be recruited either for the survey or the interview or both. If you are interested in participating in the study or have any questions about the study, please fill out the form. And that can be found at https://. This is a long one, folks. go.gl/FORMS/FF0RWB4G1W0xB, the number 0, uppercase U, and the number 2. Alternatively, and it may be easier, you can send an email to Taslima Atker at taketer@iu.edu, or a call can be made to 812-369-8635. To participate in this study, participants must identify as visually impaired, be 18 years of age or older, and live in the United States. Now, Wide Open Bluegrass, guides are available. If you love music, this year's PNC Presents Wide Open Bluegrass Festival will once again provide sighted guides during this year's event on Friday, September 28, and Saturday, September 29. To request to be paired with a guide for this event, please call Pinecone's office at 919-664-8333, extension 4. Please submit your request by Friday, September 14. So we're just a little bit beyond, but give it a shot. It may still work. To learn more about the festival, you can also visit wideopenbluegrass.com. The Street Fest lineup will be announced in late August. Street Fest is free and open to the public. The National Tournament Committee still has some raffle tickets available for the 2019 Pittsburgh Tournament. Tickets are $5 each. Mike Staub is in charge of this raffle, and he's worked pretty doggone hard to retain all the prizes. It's called the Pittsburgh Experience Raffle. There will be only one winner, and the drawing will be during the mid-year meeting in November 2018. The winner will win tournament entry fees for the Pittsburgh tournament in 2019, as well as round-trip sedan service for you and a guest to and from the airport, a four-night stay at the Sheraton, a Just a Ducky tour ride for you and a guest, a captain's dinner cruise for you and a guest on the Gateway Clipper, and Sunday brunch for you and your guest at the Grand Concourse restaurant. This is over an $800 value. You can contact Mike at 412-304-8590, and tickets will be mailed to you. How about Top Tech Tidbits? We're back to copying the important parts, at least, of the Top Tech Tidbits. But you can check them out online if you'd like to see all of the information that's available. The associated internet web addresses are not included, but are available by calling the Triangle Radio Reading Service at 919-832-5138. You can also subscribe to have it come to you every Thursday by email. The website is www.flying-blind.com. They offer classified ads for various pieces of computer equipment, screen readers, braille displays, etc., as well as the tech tidbits. And now for the highlights of August and the first week of September. First off, let's tell you about the new tidbits format. Since the launch of Tidbits in 2004, it has been a quick, concise source of information. Now that most people read it in HTML, we are going to making it even more efficient to glean what the newsletter contains. We are adding a quick title to each tidbit. Now, those of you who navigate the newsletter using headings or a heading list will be able to positively speed through and find the items that interest you. And if you ever have questions about tidbits or any item therein, you can feel free to write to them at enews, E-N-E-W-S, at flying-blind.com. So here we go. Training Materials Survey. Well, this is another lead-in. Before we get to the real news, Dean Martineau, this is the guy behind Top Tech Tidbits, where this material all comes from each week. He's thinking about creating some audio and textbooks, tutorials, and training materials. He says, some of you know that I used to do this in decades past. I have some ideas of what I want to create, but I'd like to hear from you on the subject. What tech topics do you think might inspire you to buy a $30 book or a recording, or where you think the need is for additional training materials for the screen reader using community? Or do you think there is no longer a need for such instructional materials as there may have been in the past? If you have a viewpoint, he wants you to drop him a note at topdot@gmail.com. That's Dean Martineau. All right, top tech tidbits. Here they go. There is a video about seeing AI. Next Freedom Scientific Open Line. The next live talk show will run on Thursday, September 27 at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Two more Freedom Scientific blog posts. Firefox has extended support release. Now requires JAWS 2018 or newer. And ZoomText has a multilingual image reader. Freedom Scientific paid webinar archives are now free. Freedom Scientific used to produce both paid and free training webinars. They appear to be moving away from producing them, but now the archives, which cost money, are now free. NFB reviews FlickType. This blog post suggests that FlickType can allow faster typing on iOS. Way Around, now available on Android. The well-regarded Way Around app has now been released for Android. Free Android app teaches guitar to the blind. Samsung Audio Accords is a free app designed to teach guitar to people who are blind. Recaps of the Apple event. Apple held its regular September event to announce what is coming from them. The Blind Side podcast number 103 offers a summary in MP3. Steven Guerra also is going to conduct a summary via Zoom on Sunday, September 16. I guess that already happened. It was at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. You still may be able to catch it on a lookup of the podcast. Area AIRA arrangement with AT&T. Anybody visiting an AT&T store can be assisted there by ERA agents. NVDA 2018.3 RC1 release and other NVDA news. This issue of the In Process blog brings you an update. Webinar on new web accessibility guidelines. Register for the webinar, What You Need to Know About WCAG 2.1. And it will take place on Wednesday, September 26, at 12 o'clock noon Eastern Time. There's a course on Skype 8 from the Hartken Consultancy. Reach for the Skype will be a three-session, $62 course on Skype version 8. Free webinar about Zoom. EASI offers a one-hour webinar about accessibility features of the Zoom conferencing system. That was held on September 14 at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. May still be available as a podcast. The 8th anniversary issue of The Blind Post. The September 2018 issue of The Blind Post contains a variety of stories. Path to Success for a Military Veteran. Eyes on Success launches a two-part interview with this vet in episode number 1837. The second part of the series focuses on his participation in the Ironman triathlons, and it is found in episode number 1838. All about iOS 12. The new operating system for the iPhone and iPad is now available. There is an Apple VIS podcast detailing the new aspects. There is a blog post that talks about the accessibility changes. And another discussion about this is held in episode number 211 of the Upgrade podcast. Blind Bargains QAST number 157 was recorded after the Apple event last week, and Apple is a primary focus. Perhaps the most powerful feature of the Upgrade is Siri shortcuts. you can read a guide from Apple about their use. And for a comprehensive guide to the upgrade, Jonathan Mosen's $20 book is ready for you. You Describe service is useful in education. Educators are now making use of the You Describe service with YouTube videos in the classroom. JAWS 2019 beta released. As has been the case for many years, any JAWS 2018 user can test the beta of JAWS 2019. Others can use it in a 40-minute mode. You can hear about JAWS 2019 in MS Cast number 158 MP3. Wide-ranging podcast. This podcast features an interview with longtime tech expert Jim Barber. The September 2018 issue of Access World has these articles included. Vision Tech, It's Complicated. Brailliant BI 14. Humanware's latest step towards smart in Braille displays. Envision AI and Seeing AI. Two multi-purpose recognition apps. A review of the secret sauce of savvy search. Jonathan Mosen's Google audio course. And the accessible home, housekeeping from your smartphone. WCAG 2.1 summaries. Nobility offers a series of articles about WCAG 2.1. Way Around the App on Tech Talk. The Way Around app has been getting a lot of favorable attention lately, and now it will be featured on Tech Talk on Tuesday, 24 September, at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Hadley Tech Discussion premieres. Hadley Institute is launching a monthly Zoom discussion, Tech It Out. Food delivery services will be the topic of the first one on Wednesday, September 26, at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And the final tech tidbit, downloading audio Reader's Digest and Newsweek. If you can access the NLS BARD, B-A-R-D, service for books, you can now download Reader's Digest and Newsweek from American Printing House. On to the calendar of events. Volunteer recognition. Save the date. The 2019 Southeastern Blind Bowlers Association Tournament will be held in Hampton, Virginia on April 5th and 6th of 2019. The host hotel will be the Crown Plaza at the Marina. More details will be announced at a later time. Please see the Arts Access website for a listing of audio described performances. And the WAKE chapter of the NFB meets regularly on the second Saturday of each month from 1 until 3 p.m. The location is the Community United Church of Christ at 814 Dixie Trail in Raleigh. For more information, please call Robert Parrish at 919-616-1606 or email him at rcp7@bellsouth.net. The Federation will host an event on Saturday, October 13, where interested persons can meet Linda Coleman, candidate to represent the 2nd U.S. Congressional District of North Carolina, from 1:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. The location will be the Tarboro Road Community Center, 121 North Tarboro Road, Raleigh, North Carolina. This meeting has been organized to address issues relevant to the blind community and other North Carolinians with disabilities. For information, please contact Dennis McDuffie. He's the treasurer of the group. The phone number is 919-673-1374, or send him an email at dmcduffie693@gmail.com. Early voting. Wake County early voting sites for the upcoming election are as follows. There will be 10 total sites open every day from October 17th through November 3rd. The sites are Apex Community Center, 53 Hunter Street, Apex. Nightdale Recreation Center, 101 Lawson Ridge Road, Nightdale. Chavis Community Center, 505 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard, Raleigh. Lake Lynn Community Center, 7921 Ray Road, Raleigh. NC State University Tally Center, 2610 Cates Avenue, Raleigh. Wake Technical Community College South Campus, 9101 Fayetteville Road, Raleigh. Herbert C. Young Community Center, 101 Wilkinson Avenue in Cary. Northern Regional Center, 350 East Holding Avenue, Wake Forest. Optimist Community Center, 5900 Whittier Drive, Raleigh. And the Wake County Board of Elections, 337 South Salisbury Street in Raleigh. Now, the first nine of those sites, that's what, meaning every site except the Wake County Board of Elections office. First nine of the sites are open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., Saturdays 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., and Sundays 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Site number 10, the Wake County Board of Elections office, is only open on weekdays from 8:30 a.m. to 5:15 p.m., plus Saturday, October 27th, from 8 a.m. until 1 p.m. The Raleigh-Wake chapter of the North Carolina Council of the Blind meets regularly the second Thursday of each month from 7 to 8:30 p.m. at Emmanuel Baptist Church, located at 2110 Noble Road in Raleigh. Please contact Lawrence Carter at 919-856-0034 for more information about this group's schedule and activity. The Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities next meeting will be on Thursday, October 18, from noon until 1 p.m. The organization meets in room 305 of the City Municipal Building at 222 West Hargett Street, downtown Raleigh. Nominations are now being accepted for the Raleigh Mayor's Committee for Persons with Disabilities. That's the RMCPD Awards. The RMCPD Committee embraces the Americans with Disabilities Act of 1990 and, in fulfillment of its mission, is a strong supporter of the choices made by people with disabilities to participate in the employment, economic, social, and political life of Raleigh. Each year, we recognize disability advocates at our annual awards banquet, and we are currently accepting nominations for the 2018 award year. Categories of awards include Employer of the Year, Citizen Involvement, Lockhart Fallen Mace Advocacy Award, Excellence in Transportation, Excellence in Housing, Excellence in Recreation, Excellence in Education, Media Awards for Television, Print, and Radio, and Supervisor of the Year. Award recipients will be recognized during a presentation Tuesday, October 30, 2018, from 11:30 a.m. to 2 o'clock p.m. at the DoubleTree by Hilton Brownstone Hotel, 1707 Hillsborough Street in Raleigh. A catered lunch will be served. RSVP to Tara Walters at TLWATERS at waketech.edu. And finally, the TRRS Gala. Save the date. Please join the Triangle Radio Reading Service, TRRS, on Friday, October 19th for the annual New Visions Gala. This fundraising event will take place at the Renaissance Hotel Raleigh in North Hills from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. The gala will include a New Visions showcase, demonstrations of the latest technology for the blind and print-impaired people, dinner, dessert in the dark, silent auction, and more. Tickets are $100 per person and tables of eight are $800. For more information or to purchase tickets, please call 919-832-5138 or visit the Triangle Radio Reading Service website, http://www.triangleReadingService.org. And now, how about some recipes that will bowl you over from the Chuck Wagon Gang? We got a couple of interesting things this time. The first one is one-pot cheesy turkey taco chili mac. It's almost a mouthful just to say. The ingredients for the homemade taco seasoning, you're going to need 1 1/2 teaspoons of garlic powder, 1 1/2 teaspoons of cumin, 1 teaspoon of kosher salt, 1 and 1/2 teaspoons chili powder, 1 and 1/2 teaspoons paprika, and 1/2 teaspoon of oregano. For the chili, 1.3 pounds of 93% lean ground turkey, 1 medium onion chopped, 3 cloves minced garlic, 1 red bell pepper, chopped, a 10-ounce can of Rotel tomatoes with green chilies, a 14.5-ounce can of pink or red beans drained, 8 ounces of tomato sauce, 1/2 can, that would be 8 ounces, of fat-free refried beans, and 1 15-ounce can reduced-sodium chicken broth, as well as 1 3/4 cups water, 8 ounces of pasta shells, and 3/4 of a cup part skim shredded sharp cheddar cheese, and 2 tablespoons of fresh cilantro chopped. Finally, 2 tablespoons of chopped scallions. So, the directions, after you have all those things. First of all, heat a large Dutch oven or pot with a fitted lid over a medium-high heat and spray it with oil. Brown the turkey, breaking it up with a wooden spoon as it cooks. When it's cooked all the way through, add the onions, garlic, pepper, and taco seasoning. Cook for 2 to 3 minutes. Add the canned tomatoes, beans, tomato sauce, refried beans, chicken broth, and water. Bring all of that to a boil, cover it, and then simmer it for about 15 minutes. You can adjust the salt to your own personal taste. Then stir in the uncooked pasta and simmer uncovered over a medium heat until al dente, about 6 minutes, or according to the package directions. Remove the pot from the heat and top it with the cheese, cover it, and let it sit for about 2 to 3 minutes until the cheese melts. Serve it immediately with garnished with fresh cilantro and scallions. Now, after you've done that, you might be ready for dessert. So this one is rather intriguing as well. How about chocolate-topped strawberry cheesecake? Make you hungry? Does me. The ingredients that you're going to need for this are 1 1/4 cups of chocolate graham cracker crumbs, about 9 whole crackers, 1/4 cup of butter melted, 2 envelopes of unflavored gelatin, 1/2 cup of cold water, 16 ounces of fresh or frozen unsweetened strawberries thawed, 2 packages, about 8 ounces each, of cream cheese and cubit, 1 cup of cottage cheese, 3/4 cup of sugar, 1 carton, that would be 8 ounces, of frozen whipped topping thawed and divided, 1/2 cup of chocolate ice cream topping, and 1 cup quartered fresh strawberries. There is a note at the end of this recipe, but I'll give it to you now. It says the recipe may be made with fat-free or low-fat dairy products and or a sugar substitute such as Splenda. So you just substitute those for the items in the ingredient listing. So the directions. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Mix the cracker crumbs and the butter. Press onto the bottom and 1 inch up the sides of a 9-inch spring form pan coated with cooking spray. Place it on a baking sheet and then bake it until it's set, which would be about 10 minutes. Cool completely on a wire rack in a small saucepan. Sprinkle gelatin over cold water. Let it stand for a minute and then heat it over a low heat, stirring until the gelatin is completely dissolved, and then remove it from the heat. Hull the strawberries if necessary, and then puree them in a food processor. Remove them to a bowl. Add cream cheese, cottage cheese, and sugar to the food processor, and then process it until smooth. While processing, gradually add the gelatin mixture. Add the pureed strawberries and press it further until it's blended. Transfer it to a large bowl, fold in 2 cups of whipped topping. Pour into the crust. Refrigerate it, covered, until it's set, about 2 to 3 hours. Loosen the sides of the cheesecake with a knife. Remove the rim. To serve it, top with chocolate topping, remaining whipped topping, and quartered strawberries. If that doesn't sound delicious, I don't know what does. Well, folks, you've been listening to the Triangle Radio Reading Service as we have brought you the September 21st edition of Spare Times, the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws.